This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Kinda. I'm Kyle Madsen, filling in for Damian Marley.
D'Lo and KC-ish.
D'Lo, KC...
K-Mad and KC.
Remix? The remix?
Yeah, the remix. That's right. K-Mad and KC.
There you go. Jesse Tapia, super executive mega producer.
What are you doing with him?
Yeah, what is it?
What are you doing with him?
I got it.
Are you a cheese pizza guy? Kenny said he was at the break.
What? Okay, now, all right. See how the media does stuff? I didn't even say that.
You said you've grown a love for it now.
All right, we got to sort this out. We can get back to Kings basketball in a little bit.
Now, I never hated it in the first place, but there's a lot of kids in the family, a lot of babies, young kids, like under 8 years old. So what I've learned in this part of life is kids really don't like anything but cheese pizza. Like they just go for the cheese. So it's there. I eat it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cheese pizza's not bad.
Yeah,
it's
good.
I've grown an appreciation, was the word, an appreciation for cheese pizza.
Appreciation loves also.
You call yourself a New Yorker and you don't have an appreciation for cheese pizza already?
Well, I don't call myself a New Yorker, but I got love for New York. And yeah, give me some cheese pizza there. I used to get cheese pizza when Costco, they changed up their pizza. It's not the same as it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
But it's still like $10 for a large.
Hard to beat. It's not.
The secret is you like double or triple slice it.
It's not good no more. I'm going to just say it.
Costco pizza?
Yeah.
It's
not the same.
Ever since they got lazy, ever since they're like, oh yeah, we're not doing combination anymore, they just stopped.
Yeah.
The standard dropped.
That's why you just get that $1.50 for the
I'm a big chicken bag guy.
What'd you get?
What?
$1.50, what'd you get?
A hot dog?
Oh. That would play on.
Wait, well, yeah.
Well, no,
it's a hot dog. It's what it's called.
I thought he was going to say dollar. Nah, you ain't going to get me to say
$1.50 what? What are you talking about? I don't even know what he would have said.
I feel like sausage crosses the line, right?
Well, Kenny was saying he wished they had pepperoni and sausage pizza. I let it play on for that, too.
Play on.
Right. I guess. No,
it's too plain.
I'm not anti cheese pizza, but if I go, if Motorhead Pizza, which is delightful, and they are so kind to bring in pizza for us, if they were like, yeah, all we got is cheese pizza, I'd be like, cool, I have some cheese pizza.
We're gonna do that.
I'm not above.
I'm not gonna order
meal.
It. Yeah, I'm not gonna order
that's
it.
That's the thing. But... That's how I feel about pineapple on the pizza.
Oh no, that's horrible.
I'm not. No, relax. It's not horrible at all. I'm not going to order it, but if it's there, oh yeah, I mean, a little pepperoni and pineapple.
Can I make a confession?
These are my confessions.
Just when I thought I could say all I could say.
Here we go.
We went to a restaurant that I will not name.
Okay.
Because I will definitely get a flag.
Well, that's not a reason.
No, play the game.
Yeah, that's not a reason.
This isn't the insiders. Play the game. I'll tell you if it's a flag or not.
So I went to BJ's. You asked.
Nope.
No. Hey.
Flag.
I went to BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. Delightful. Love that place.
Shout out to the Pazookie. Tier one.
I do. I'm a big fan.
They do what they call a tavern style pizza. And it's like a large, it's like a thin crust flatbread.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the one I got, it sounded good. I did not recognize when I ordered it that it had pineapple on it. It's got ham and I think bacon and I think jalapeno and I think pineapple.
Bacon, okay. Jalapeno, pineapple. Yeah, you're on the wild side.
Yeah, you could just say what it is.
I think it's got bacon on it.
We could say the name of it.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Oh. I got an idea what it's called. Got ham, bacon. Did you say sausage too?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have that.
No,
it wasn't a meat lovers, Kenny. All right. Jeez.
No, it definitely wasn't that. It definitely wasn't that. What the heck is it called?
It sounds good though.
It was really good. But it had pineapple on it, and I was not ready for that. Now I had been, it was a weekend.
Okay.
Follow me?
So, yeah. So, everything on the pizza, like, you were locked into.
I was in a state of mind where I was like, I guess I'm eating it. And honestly, man, I didn't hate it.
I'm telling you.
It needed the jalapeno. For me, because the jalapeno eliminates a lot of what I don't like about the pineapple on the pizza.
I'm flicking off the jalapeno, just picking it off. I don't have to. It's not for me. You can order the pizza. I'm just going to pick it off. They'll need to be on my pizza.
Yeah, so I'm not in on jalapeno or pineapple on pizza. But that specific pizza. Oh, it's called the Spicy Pig.
That's a good name. No, yeah.
Stop.
No, you know what? I can't even throw a flag on you. That's a tag on Kenny.
$1,000 fine for flopping.
A flopping violation.
It's the first time I ever had pineapple on a pizza where I was like, don't hate this.
I think it's good.
I think it's good.
I wasn't sober, but.
I think it's good. I think pineapple on a pizza is good. And then you go to a place like BJ's or you go to RIP. I mean, they're not dead, but they're just not here anymore. Slim and Huskies, places like that. And Motorhead Pizza, and they put the pineapple on there with the way they make the pizza. It's a good look.
You got to go with the hot honey now too, though. That's mandatory.
I don't know nothing about that.
What?
I've been trying to tell him.
Lock it in, bro.
Thank you.
Is it already on the pizza, or you put it on the pizza?
It depends. Motorhead has a pizza with it on it already. Fantastic.
Yeah,
but you can buy some. Next time I go to the grocery store. In fact, you know what? There's a Trader Joe's right down the street that I frequent. Okay. Next time I go in there, I'm gonna get their hot honey because it's fantastic. I will bequeath that bottle unto you.
Okay.
You keep using these big ass words when you come onto the show, dude. We're gonna start taking it as disrespect.
And I will give it. I will buy the bottle for you.
I love me some honey too. I do love me some honey. Yeah, I'm a big honey fan.
But the hot honey, it cuts some of the sweetness of the honey.
Oh, you won't ever go back.
It adds a little spice. It's
the wife. She mixes up honey and butter, warms it up, and then we make biscuits. And she takes honey butter brisket. Yeah, but you know she takes the what's the utensil like the little brush. That's not even like
a basting brush.
Yeah, take that and just wipe it on the biscuits perfectly. Mm. It's kind of overflowing. She knows those aren't going to last.
Honey butter is one of our finest foods. Mm. Hell yeah.
God did his thing.
I wouldn't put that on pizza. Well, hot honey, Yeah, I'll take that. Okay. And the thing about it is it's so versatile. It's not like, oh, I can only have hot honey on cheese pizza or pepperoni pizza or combination. No, I could, whatever. Mm. Any kind of pizza.
You guys are...
We'll talk about sports again in a second, I promise.
This is what happens in this particular segment. Yeah, no. SpongeBob, food, wrestling. Crazy. That's usually what happens.
We did teach Damien SpongeBob the other day in this little time block, so...
Yeah, that's what happened.
Fully unfamiliar?
Yeah.
Fully
unfamiliar.
What?
No, yeah. Like, he's gonna go watch it and stuff. Like, he's gonna set some time apart on the weekend, I guess. Yeah. And like, no, he did not. He was not familiar, bro.
That reminds me.
At all?
At all.
I had this conversation.
Yeah, we were telling him, like, the memes that we talk about. And he's like, oh, that's from SpongeBob.
He'd heard of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Kind of. Vaguely, I guess.
Put two and two together that the memes with the guy who's a sponge wasn't SpongeBob?
I don't know. I don't want to put that on him.
Yeah, like, wasn't that. Like, he just never seen it. He just wasn't familiar. Just all the stuff that me and Casey said, he just didn't know.
I know. That reminds me, we had this discussion about this topic at the dinner table, and shout out to Reese. He found on TikTok, really quick, a compilation of, like, the natives being rude, and one of them was when SpongeBob, he was dressed up as something, and he was at the bus stop, and the guy goes, hey, are you on your way to the doofus convention?
There's another one, and he was like, you coming from Stupid Town, pal?
Like, that's a great thing. That's the kind of stuff you need to say, though, at sporting events when you're talking trash to people.
Exactly.
That's how you avoid fights.
You see Westbrook almost got into it with, like, a teenager again?
Yeah, to those teenagers. What'd you say? Westbrook? Yeah.
Could have slapped him up. Slap him up, Wes. Let's slap him up.
The worst thing is when... there was like, remember that Kevin Durant video a few years back where he's taking the court? And some fan yells something nasty at him.
Yeah.
And he turns around and walks up, and they're like, no, we're big fans. Exactly. Like, don't do that.
Get out of here.
Don't do that.
Security. Goodbye.
This trash.
Nice hat, too, by the way.
Thanks.
Oh, outfit.
Yeah. Shout out Sac State. Yeah, man. My Stinger's. Stinger's having a.
I'm trying to think of what. Volleyball was really good this year.
Hey, shout out Sac State Volleyball. It's a good program.
Absolutely. Right. I want to. We'll talk Kings.
We do. We will.
And I want to talk about. What you and James were talking about, like, must-see athletes.
Yes.
And, like...
Nikola Jokic coming to Golden 1 Center tonight. Does he go on the list of active must-see in person? He's in your town. You gotta go. Athletes. We'll talk about that next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kyle Madsen filling in for D'Lo until 2 o'clock. D'Lo taking care of some other very important responsibilities here at the office. Mm-hmm. He'll be back at 2 with Kenny Caraway, with Jesse Tapia. Nikola Jokic in town tonight.
Yes.
At the Golden 1 Center, the Kings hosting the Denver Nuggets. No Zach LaVine for the Kings, no Domantas Sabonis, and Dennis Schroeder is doubtful. Looks like Nick Clifford is going to be in the starting lineup. That's according to Mark Haynes, according to the YouTube chat.
Mm-hmm.
Does Nikola Jokic make the list of active NBA players that if you're picking games before a year, maybe you're not a season ticket holder, but maybe you know, all right, I can get to 5 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Does he make the list of players that you're like, man, I got to go see him at least once?
So this was a great discussion that you guys had. A great question, great conversation.
And it happened, on the insiders.
On the insiders, my bad. And I was thinking about it. And this is one of those things I believe that is all a personal preference. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to it. Mm-hmm. It's just what kind of like gets you hyped.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Jokic is not, right? Like I wouldn't tell you have to go see Jokic. Or I wouldn't be like, I have to go see him. And there's a reason for that.
Why?
For me personally, I'm a big fan of moments and energy and almost like signature moves. I'll give you a couple examples. So if, like I've been fortunate enough to see LeBron a few times. And when LeBron like goes to the basket and switches hands and makes a left-handed layup, it's cool to see, but I feel like I saw that on TV. But being in the building when LeBron like tips a pass, steals it, and there's nobody in front of him at half court, and he's about to go hammer it home, that play on, and he's about to go do the LeBron signature, and the whole building rises, and there's a buzz, and like that is something you need to experience live.
Yeah,
and that's what I mean by the energy live. Seeing that live is like, oh my gosh! The seeing live, really any 3-pointer he makes, but a Steph Curry 3-pointer or a late game Steph Curry, the night night. Seeing that, I got hyped. This is where like the signature moment thing come in. I got hyped. Now this is weird. Me personally, I got hyped when I saw Grand Theft Alvarado live. I saw it develop. No, real talk. I saw it develop. They made the bucket. Somehow in the corner of my eye, I see him creeping in the corner. I said, "Oh my gosh, he's about to do it. He's about to."
Turn around.
And he got the steal. And I said, oh my gosh. Grand Theft Alvarado.
So the only person in the arena going crazy.
Just to be clear, so far Kenny's list of must-see NBA players is LeBron James 1, Jose Alvarado 2. Nikola Jokic, not on the list.
I saw Grand Theft Alvarado live, and I was hyped.
You'll never forget what you were standing for.
I was hyped.
Hey, Reese, you'll never believe it.
Kenny, hey, what Kings games do I got to get to this year? Hey, man, you got to get to that Pelicans game. Yeah, but I'm worried Zion's not playing. Not for Zion.
Not for him, pal.
You got to do it in a conspiracy theory voice. Not for Zion. You want to see Alvarado.
You want to see sneaky defense.
That's true. When I seen him do that live, I was like, there he goes.
The argument for me with Jokic is, one, anytime you can see a top 15 player of all time, You just do it.
Yeah.
Because there's guys on that list that you're just never, like, they're either retired or dead. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just never gonna get to see that player play. So when the player's active, like that's one argument. Sure.
Genuinely asking this. Like, do you think Jokic, like, would his game would stand? Like if you brought someone who's not really tapped in, like a super casual or someone who don't even really watch the NBA, do you think Jokic would stand out to that person? Like, rather as like if you like you showed him Steph Curry and LeBron, like LeBron and Steph are gonna stand out mm-hmm. to anyone, don't matter. So like, wow, like you think Jokic would have that same kind of impact effect?
Not, and that's why I think it's such a big question mark. Mm-hmm. Because you could argue, like I've heard Zach Lowe make the argument that you're gonna learn about basketball just watching Nikola Jokic. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to hit cutters that other guys don't hit, and you're going to learn what offense is supposed to look like because they are going to run the hell out of it. Mm. But also, like, that's not what a casual fan is going to the game to do.
We watch the league all the time. We know, like, we want to go right. see Jokic. We know about Jokic.
Right. I will say this, though, but I don't think he is that. But for me, you talk about the LeBron, like, he jumps that passing lane, and everyone's like, oh, here it is. With Jokic, it's a little bit different. Because I was at a couple of the Warriors Nuggets playoff games when I was working at 95.7 a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a 2022 run. And what happens is in the opposing arena, I'm at Chase Center, I'm at the dentist office. And he'll make a pass that the entire crowd will be like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like there's a whoa in the arena. Mm-hmm. Because man, it looked like they had him walled off. It looked like there was no action happening. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Gordon's catching a lob. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, wow. And that's the, again, it's a little bit different. But I will say it equates to that a little bit for me with the LeBron thing where you're just anticipating or you see Steph
right.
start to dance on a big and it's like, oh, here we go.
Right.
That's the one where he throws it. But it's not an anticipation. It's, whoa, where did that come? Like, oh, my God. Damn. Mm-hmm. All right, 2 points for them. What are you gonna do?
and that's the other thing that I think about too is like the buzz mm-hmm. that player generates before, during, and after said play. And mind you, once again, I'm a signature series, signature play type guy. Mm-hmm. Like I want to see the things that I've seen on my TV. Hundreds of times in person. Yes, that's for sure. What I want to see for in sure. person. Like Steph, I don't like seeing it against the Kings, but Steph mm-hmm. hitting the night. He did it. I saw it. He just did. Okay, that's good. That's what we came for.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
LeBron, big tomahawk jam. That mm-hmm. that's what I came for. That's mm-hmm. that's what I want to see. Jokic, and I was thinking about other players like this too, right? Like that I really love. Jokic, Giannis. I'm not sure if Wimby, like they don't have these signature plays that,
yeah,
that I'm like, yo, that's what I came to see.
But for me, the Giannis thing, like he doesn't have a signature play. The signature play is he gets in the lane and then dunks. Mm. But the thing with Giannis and what I tell people, and this is what James Hamm and I were talking about earlier, it's you have to watch the way he moves because you're never going to get to see a person move like he moves at the size that he moves at. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, you've seen it on TV, but I didn't believe it. I was, same deal. I was like, all right, yeah, Giannis is, you want to go watch because he's a top three player in the sport, but like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, I guess. But then you see him and he's like, wow.
Yeah. Giannis takes three steps from the logo and it's like, how did he dunk that?
Yeah, and it's different. That is different in person than on TV mm-hmm. because the perspective is different.
Yep.
And same thing with Wemby. Watching Wemby dunk without jumping in person is, man, what? That does, I didn't, huh? The other person that I was in, I've sat in the Odyssey seats one time. So we have company seats that are behind the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And what, like 8 rows up?
About.
Yeah, something
eight,
like that.
8, 10 rows up from
yep.
behind the basket?
Yep.
I was at the Kings-Rockets game that the Kings won at home last year. Amen Thompson is worth going to see for me. The physicality and the speed and that you can like hear him jump because it's so like explosive and physical. He's very quickly becoming that. Even if it's not, he doesn't have a signature move. He's not a great shooter. It's a lot of just like he's going to drive and just kind of get to the cup.
Yeah.
The physicality that he plays with overall is worth getting off my couch for.
Yeah. I believe, like I said, it's all subjective. Like, everybody has their own things that they want to see. So there's no right or wrong. I agree with all that stuff that you're saying. I remember going back to, like, me, like, seeing the signature stuff. When I did the Pros versus Joes episode, they filmed two shows at the same time. So they filmed mine. That was the first one. They took a lunch break or whatever, and then they filmed another one. They allowed us to stay and watch if we wanted to.
Yeah.
And the second one was, it was one of my homies who's one of the Joes, but they were going, I forget the exact pros they were going up against, but one was Akeem Olajuwon. And in that episode, Akeem hit somebody with the Dream Shake. And I sat there and I saw the Dream Shake. Oh, that's my so God. Yo, I'm done. I don't need to see no more. He hit the Dream Shake. And that's the stuff. I'm like, if somebody got a signature or something to them, like, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to go see when I see him. So, and there's not a lot of guys that have that no more. It's like LeBron dunk. It's Curry's three. It's Jose Alvarado. Like, that's it. Those are the only signature plays in the game today.
Stop throwing in Jose Alvarado.
Grand Theft Alvarado. Come on, it's got a name.
No, when's the last time we were tapped in for a Grand Theft Alvarado?
He's always hurt.
Couldn't imagine telling.
Go watch Warriors Mighty Draymond punch somebody.
That's a signature move.
And his finishing move, the chokeout.
Well, it's like the playoff game. Can you imagine being there for that? When he stomped on Sabonis? Or when Sabonis grabbed his ankle, depending on who you hear from?
Bruh. When Sabonis assaulted him, you mean?
That was when I felt that through the TV. I was like, this is insane.
We talked about that a number of different times here. But that, you want to talk about energy in a building. I was legit like, oh, this, like, he's going to go in the crowd or somebody's going to.
Yeah.
Like, it was something like bad half might a happen. Second away from like.
Yeah.
That was the most intense environment I've been in a sporting event.
Have I ever told the story about the first game of that series?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
All right. So if you don't know this about me, I grew up in the Bay Area. I'm a Warriors fan.
Boo!
Do I have a?
Shut your bitch ass up! Jesus.
Works every time.
No, but I've been in Sacramento for so long. I have so much love for the Kings and Kings fans, and I want them to do well. I don't.
Fingers up.
Kyle's with us. It's fine.
Fingers way up.
Yeah.
But at that time, I was recently unemployed from my job at 95.7 The Game in San Francisco.
During that series.
Right before that series.
Okay.
March 8th was when I got let go. So it was a month before that series. We had a vacation up to Tahoe planned with my wife's friend and her friend's husband. And it was just a little Airbnb in Tahoe, right on the lake, had a great time. And it was food, drinks, hanging out, like didn't leave the Airbnb for 3 days. It was awesome.
There we go.
But that trip was during game one of that series. My wife does not give a rip about basketball. My wife's friend may or may not know that the NBA exists. My wife's friend's husband knows that the NBA exists insofar as he likes football and sometimes there's NBA highlights on TV.
Yeah.
Like that's it. I watched that game, that intense ass game one.
Yeah.
On a couch, on my computer, in a room full of people who are laughing and talking and having a great time. And oh my God, did you hear that? I'm like, no, I didn't hear it.
Everyone's having the time of their lives. And Kyle's freaking out because World War III is about to pop off.
They're having the time of their lives watching Andrew Wiggins brick a corner three. I'm like, all right. Now I'm mad. Now my night's ruined. Went downstairs.
Oh, man.
That's the worst thing as a sports fan is that when you're around normal people and it's like, no, this really intense thing in my life is going on. But like, you guys have like just no clue or no care in the world about it. I'm just living and dying by every second right now.
I knew that my wife was going to be the person that I was going to marry because she went through multiple Warriors playoff runs with me. And if I'm a very intense person.
Was around.
Yeah, and she's still stuck around. Yeah, just touch and go, but we made it. No, but she went to, so in my hometown, like Buffalo Wild Wings was the spot because there wasn't a lot going on in 2016, 17. There's more spots now. Salute. Shout out to the 925.
Chili's now.
There is. No, but that was the spot, right? And I invited her out. I'm like, yeah, you come out. This is right after we started dating. So that was March of 17. So this is like May of 17. Like, you got to come out. It's great. We get wings. We get drinks. We have a great time. Everybody there's watching the game. We're all cheering. It's great. It's super fun. But, like, it's intense. And I don't take it as that because I'm the intense person
right.
that's like, hell yeah, I'm going to go walk around at other tables. I'm high-fiving people. I'm getting mad with everybody else. Like, if you're a non, if you're just an impartial observer, that's probably such an unpleasant place to be. You're sitting there trying to enjoy some wings and there's just angst. Ugh. So yeah, I say all that to say, I can't imagine the energy in that building in that game two, because that's game two, right?
Yeah.
No.
Game two was the stomp.
Game two was the stomp?
Yeah, game one was Steph shoots at the buzzer, 1 foot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Game two, the Kings won by a bunch. Like Davion hit a corner three to kind of seal it.
Yeah.
Okay, so game two is not. I can't imagine being in that building because the energy was already like ratcheted way up
mm-hmm.
with the way the stomp happening and then the way he went after the crowd. There's a lot of versions of that series that goes really badly.
Yeah.
Adam Silver there too on the crowd.
Adam Silver, yeah, right on the other side. Floyd and 50 Cent were there too, sitting next to Vivek. Vivek ended their beef.
Oh, good. Look at him go.
That was a wild night. That was a wild night. That was a crazy, crazy night.
It was a wild month.
Really, what? 3 weeks.
The 95-7-13-20 Wars. I remember after a week before the series even started, we were all just exhausted because everyone's just talking trash. Yeah. They haven't even played a game yet.
Every probably like 6 or 8 months, one of Matt George's tweets gets retweeted.
Oh, that time. Boy, I think James Ham, was that the week James Ham got jumped on Twitter?
Yeah.
When he got dotted? Yeah.
John Dickinson said, I don't know if Fox's finger really is broke, you know?
Oh, my God.
That was a crazy time.
I was trying out to get a job up here during that time. And Game 7 tickets go on sale, and our buddy John Bull, who's in the YouTube chat at youtube.com/ESPN1320.
Shout out John Bull.
Shoots me a text, and he goes, hey, standing room Game 7 tickets went on sale. Do you want to come up? It's like, brother, no. Absolutely not. I want to watch on the couch with my parents.
All right, so are you that for every like Warriors or Niners playoff game? Like, you'd rather watch it at home than be there?
No, this was specific because it was in Sacramento.
Got you.
And it was specific to Sacramento. If I was still living in Arizona and it was the Suns, like, yeah, I would have gone.
Okay.
But because of...
You knew what was going to happen and you didn't, you love us too much. You didn't want to, you knew what was going to happen.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I had no feel. It's game seven. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, I specifically, again, had the Kings won that series, I'd have been bummed. But not in the way that, like, I would have been excited for you guys.
Yeah.
Because I've been coming on with you guys since your show started.
Right, right.
So, I would have been excited. Like, that would have been, like, all right. Like, yeah, it's a bummer, but, like, I've been, like, been there. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
So, I didn't just want to be in that. I didn't want to be in that. I didn't want to be there when what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel like I would have enjoyed myself.
Mm. Yeah, you wouldn't. I'd have been around a bunch of friends. I'd have been
like, well, yeah, because it's like, damn, I'm around the people that I feel bad.
I want to do this to my people. Like, I'm hyped, but I can't enjoy. I can't be hyped the way I want to.
I think I had a radio show the next day, in Sacramento, and I legitimately like, I'm not like, yeah. Again, if I had been living in Phoenix, like, hell yeah, screw the Suns. The hell with the Suns. But it's a little different with the Kings.
We appreciate that, Kyle. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Shout out to the Kings.
I will say right now, as a as a spokesperson for the city of Sacramento, if that ever happens again, you can do what you need to do. you can have fun. That's what that you're a sports fan, you're a Warriors fan. You can come through this door the next day. with all your stuff on.
No, I would not. No.
And talking about, yeah. No.
Chef. That's just not me.
Chef. Not me. When that little jackass, Steph Curry, lit the beam, I said, oh, I said, why I oughta.
A King supporter. No, but part of it, too, is I love watching games with my folks. Mm. And I like watching. Part of what made the Team USA run in the Olympics this past year so fun was because I got the Serbia game here.
Mm.
And that was a blast.
Yeah.
And like all of my friends who are Kings fans, Laker fans, you know, whatever, getting to root for Steph and getting to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Was like, hell yeah, this is great. I love this. And then game seven or the gold medal game, like being there at my parents' house, everybody going nuts, and that's a special thing for me that I wouldn't want to go, like if I can't watch with my folks, I feel you.
You know? Did you know I missed that game, the gold medal game?
No. Why? What could you have possibly had going on?
You couldn't even guess, I bet, if you tried to.
Go ahead, try and guess.
My first guess is like a baseball tournament for Reese. Oh. Church.
No.
Family reunion in Baltimore.
No. That's where I watched the 2019 NBA Finals, game one and game two.
Okay.
I was in Yellowstone. Or no, excuse me, Yosemite.
Why?
Because the family wanted to go to Yosemite.
I've never even been to Yosemite.
It's actually never really, been there either. Really nice. Is that, I'm not an outdoors guy or anything. It's pretty cool.
It looks
like the waterfalls that they have, like from these feels like million Yosemite foot mountains. Like it's crazy. Like it's really cool.
Yosemite is beautiful, per Kenny Caraway.
You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here first. But they, we were there.
Oh.
So then, halfway through that trip, because we were there super early, like 7, 9, 8 o'clock. And halfway through, everybody was like kind of tired. And they're like, all right, let's like take a nap. There's no place to take a nap. You just kind of park on the side of the road and you take a nap. Mm-hmm. And as we were, something happened where
living out of your car while you're in Yosemite?
Yes. But they have a place, a restaurant in there that is civilization, right? It's like, the plan was, oh, you guys want to rest now? And I got no reception either. So I don't really know like what's going on with the game, except I got to a point where I saw it was halftime. And I was like, oh, it's halftime. So we got to this place where they're like, oh, you guys want to rest now? Hey, look, you guys sleep in the car. I'm going to go into this restaurant and bar and watch. I didn't tell them this, but I was like, oh, I'm going to go in there. Mm-hmm. I was going to watch the rest of the game. There was no parking. So we were so far away from the restaurant. I just said, forget it. And I said, I'm going to watch it when I get home. And as soon as I got to a place where my reception would come back, just text, tweets, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Maybe the greatest game I've ever seen. Oh! Like, all right, man. All right. So I missed it. Maybe the greatest game in the history of the world.
I hate that for you.
And I missed it.
Man.
Tough.
That was great. I had a great time.
I'm glad you did. I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this, you have to go see him play live, him or her play live, is exclusive to basketball? Because it feels like you never hear this about football players. And not really baseball players. I think hitters and like, upper as like some off the top of my head, Ohtani and Bonds. Mm-hmm. You want to go and see them hit a home run. But that's it. You don't want to go see Greg Maddux pitch.
I have a lot of thoughts on this that we can talk about when we get back.
Okay.
On ESPN.
Bonds, Ohtani, and Kurtz. You want to go see them hit a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This rejoins a problem for me because I start.
Oh, you're rapping it. You got it. Yeah. I got it. Man, it's my fault, Jesse. I got to get some new rejoiners on here, dog. That's like at the beginning of this year. No shade, but, you know, I try to
keep it. It's a great album.
It was cool.
I liked it.
It was cool.
916.
Dolce's cool. I like Dolce.
Me too. 916-909-1320. 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. The Denver Nuggets visiting the Sacramento Kings tonight at Golden 1 Center. Mm-hmm. So we asked a question. Nikola Jokic, a player you got to go see? It's a player you have to go see at least once. I think Steph Curry on that list, LeBron James on that list, Jose Alvarado is apparently on that list.
Steph Alvarado! When the Pelicans come to town, I'm tapped in.
Who's this? You said Jared? Jared. Jared wants to talk about seeing Nikola Jokic live on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, Jared?
Hey, so Jokic is my favorite player. And, like, I've seen the Nuggets in person a number of times. But, like, I'm a total hoop head. You know what I mean? Like, I love all the passing, the motion. A lot of players, a lot of fans aren't going to get that. But one of my buddies who, like, he's not really into sports, but, like, he loves, like, different, you know, video games, strategy and stuff. We play other stuff together. I was like, you got to see this guy. He was in town. He knows I love the Kings. He's like, let's go to a game. And I wanted him to see Jokic. And he did totally get it. It was the Beam Team year. I think it was like December. Mm-hmm. And that game is like a classic. Like, they go down to the wire. They're hitting buckets back and forth. Jokic had like, I want to say he had like 40, you know, one of his crazy triple-double nights. Mm-hmm. And my buddy totally got it. But I had to explain it. Like, I had to like watch this guy, watch how he does it. And luckily he did like hit a bunch of buckets down the stretch, just, you know, like a walrus doing ballet and stuff in the lane. Like, I love it, you know?
Yeah.
But you're right. It's not LeBron. It's not that get up and, you know, slam and everyone's out of their seats. You got to, like, kind of know what you're looking for and you got to see it happen. And a lot of nights, it's not that obvious, but mm-hmm. I love it. I'm going to go there. I tell everyone I can, watch this guy. You got to see it because I think he's the best player in the league.
Mm. Awesome. Thanks, Jared.
Yeah, man. And that's dope. Like, that's I love that.
127-126, the Kings won that game. Nikola Jokic goes for 47-6 with a steal and a block.
Did Malik Monk have a really big game that night? I believe he did. And he might have hit like one of the clutch baskets.
12 of 21, 33 points.
Yeah, he went crazy.
De'Aaron, 31, 13 assists. Mm. 31-10-5 for Domantas Sabonis.
Mm. Sound like reminiscent about the old days.
Man. Hey, Harrison Barnes, the Harrison Barnes-ass stat line.
Can we guess? Like, what?
What do you think? Let's start with points, rebounds, assists.
I'm gonna go about if it's a Harrison Barnes ass stat line, it could be anywhere from 15 to 5 points. I'm gonna go 5 points, 3 rebounds, like 1 assist. He shot like 5 shots that day.
I'm gonna go 6 points. No.
So we got five, three, and one from Jesse. Okay.
7-2.
Oh, hang on.
Whoa, this is not official. No, this is not official.
Let's go.
Not official.
Let's go. 7-2-0.
On how many shots? Field goal attempts.
6 field goal attempts.
I think Kenny's got it.
Let's go. Let's go. This counts as 3 because there was 3 categories there. This counts as 3. Count it. I should be like, I'm hella far in the lead at this point. I got so much right in the last 2 weeks.
Anyway, what was the stat line, Kyle?
8 points. 2 rebounds. 2 assists.
Let's go.
On 2 of 8 from the field and 0 of 2 from 3.
We were in the same, the right track.
This guy.
Hey, Harrison's been playing.
Mojo absolutely looked up the box score. There's no way.
Harrison's been playing very well for the Spurs.
He's been playing great. What the hell?
Keegan Murray with a Keegan Murray ass stat line. No joke. 5 points on 2 assists.
Oh, I thought he might have
rookie year.
I thought he might have double figures at that point. That was a great game, though. I vaguely remember that game.
Kings had 3 guys score 30. Golly.
If you have like their whole schedule in front of them, didn't they?
Hang on 1 second. The Nuggets, because this is a second, I think they played back-to-back nights.
I was about to say, didn't they play on a Saturday night? No, they didn't play on a Saturday night.
Don't know. But the Nuggets starting lineup was Jokic, Michael Porter Jr., KCP with Bones Highland and Zeke Nagy. Christian Brown off the bench, DeAndre Jordan off the bench, Vlatko Konchar off the bench, little Ish Smith.
I know he had a good game. Minutes. Good game, didn't he? Like more than double figures?
Nah, 4 points.
Oh, wow.
5 assists.
The one time they stopped him. Damn.
Yeah, I got their schedule. What were you going to say?
Bones Highland, I'll tell you that, but Bones Highland in the rotation for Minnesota.
Good for him.
I'd like to see him in Sacramento at some point. Maybe not now, but like
he's like a little bit like Malik Monk style player.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a great look for Rob Dillingham?
One of Reese's favorite players. Damn.
I have a question
Rob,
for you.
Rob, my boy, too.
I have a question
he's just
for
young.
You.
He's just young. Give him
yeah,
time.
Yeah, sure. I have a question for you after you have a question for me.
What happened the game before that Nuggets game? Something happened. That was like
they played the Nuggets.
And they what?
Lost 113-106. It was the night before. They played back-to-back nights.
The
27th and 28th.
I wish I would have known. Something happened that night where people were kind of freaking out. They were freaking out about the way they lost to the Nuggets in some form or fashion, and then they bounced right back and won.
Sabonis didn't play in the first one?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was, and he came back and played, and we're like, we got to have Sabonis. We can't ever lose him.
Yeah, Alex Len, not a great night as the starter. Trey Lyles had a decent game.
Sabonis actually, I believe, was like an unexpected.
Rashawn Holmes in 23 minutes.
Wow. I think Sabonis, they're saying the Kings had a 20-point lead and lost it. I could believe that. I could believe that in the first game.
They were up 12 points out of the first quarter.
I think Sabonis came back from injury, some type of injury, quicker. Like he was
that the thumb?
Might have been the thumb. That's a good call. Might have been the thumb where we thought he was going to be out for, and it was all going to start falling down because Sabonis was going to be out. And I think you're 100% right. He came back next night.
Kevin Huerter hit a 3 with 6:38 left to go up 20.
6:38 left to go in the game?
I'm sorry, in the second quarter.
Oh, say epic.
Yeah, 6.5 minutes. Nuggets just storm back.
Epic. Yeah, the thumb. Yeah. And the game before they played the Wizards at home.
Yes.
Yes, that was the infamous game where D'Lo had his whole family there. They wanted to see the beam lit. They lost to the Wizards, who were terrible.
Ooh.
And that's where Domantas Sabonis ripped up his thumb. So good Wizards. Call, everybody. That's exactly what happened.
God. If the Wizards had this exact group right now,
Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma, Kristaps Porzingis, Bradley Beal, Daniel Gafford, Monty Morris. Rui Hachimura coming off the bench. Damn, DeLon Wright coming off the bench.
It kind of feels like a good team. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a bunch of guys who were like, maybe this time.
That feels like hey.
Maybe it will work for us.
We've had this discussion on D'Lo and KC for about a week now. The Wizards, you name all those players right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's eerily similar to the Sacramento Kings of 2025-2026. And they stripped it down. And the Wizards, 3 years later, you got names. You got guys that have been successful in the league. And you just kind of
But Daniel Gafford has had a lot more success since going to Dallas.
Right. Daniel Gafford's not on the list. I'm thinking of Kuzma. I'm thinking of Rui. I'm thinking of Bradley Beal. I'm thinking of Kristaps Porzingis. Like a bunch of names.
Who did they trade Kristaps for?
Marcus Smart went to the Grizzlies. They just dumped him pretty much, I think.
Traded him.
Yeah,
because
the Celtics got 2 first round picks with Porzingis.
Traded by the Wizards of the Celtics.
Maybe not a Morris twin, no.
Danilo Gallinari, Mike Muscala, and Julian Phillips.
Yeah, so they literally just dumped salary for
Gallinari.
They also wound up with Tyus Jones and a top 4 protected pick from Golden State.
Mm. Huh. Looking back, that was just a bad deal on the Wizards' part, no?
Yeah, because we were talking about how, like, all the people, you know, you want to tear it down or whatever, you could be the Wizards. Wizards are nowhere near.
Mm-mm.
Nowhere near. And when you talk about that team, to me, it reminds me of this Kings team today. That was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. They tore it down 3 years, and they are nowhere near.
What if you bring in
Real quick.
Yeah.
They won 35 games in consecutive years, 21-22 and 22-23. Then they won 15 games in 23-24. They won 18 games in 24-25, and they are 3-19 this year. And they don't even have, like, it's like Alex Saar is, maybe.
Alex Saar is good. Yeah, I think he's a good ball player, but your point, he's not franchise.
No, and it's like, is Bilal Coulibaly a rotation player? Like, they're trying to figure out if they got rotation.
The reason why they came up in discussion is because there was an article on just where they're at and stuff like that that Damian read. And to their defense, it was like, all right, this year we're going to be bad one more year and try and get one of these guys in the draft. And then we're going to attempt to turn the corner. And that's kind of like we were talking about, like, it's 4 years in.
Yeah.
And they're going to attempt to turn the corner to start going in the right direction. We're looking at like 7-8 years if that's the road people want to go.
I think in the NBA, it's just so vital to get that dude. Mm-hmm. Like, people go, can they be the Pistons? My guy Scotty from Mojo's reached out and he said, hey, Pistons won, what was it, like 14 or 15 in a row. He's like, it feels like they're not too far off from where the Kings were, you know, a couple years ago when they lost 24 in a row. Can they be the... The difference is, like, they've had Cade Cunningham the whole time. Mm-hmm. And Cade has been that dude that whole time. Mm-hmm. And Jaren Duren. And Beef Stew, Isaiah Stewart. Yeah. Like, they got dudes.
Yeah.
But they've had Cade. Like, that's been the big thing.
That's the one. When Cade got healthy and grew up a little bit, mm-hmm. not to say, like, he was immature, but just got older,
mm-hmm.
that's when they took off.
Yeah. The Wizards are in this cycle. It's the process without the branding. Because the theory behind the process was not, we're going to get a bunch of first picks and they're all going to be Hall of Famers and we're going to be awesome. It was, we're bound to hit on one of these guys. Mm-hmm. And once you hit on one, cool. Now we have a direction. Mm-hmm. That's what I think, you know, when we talk about with the Kings, you have to hit your draft picks. That's what it's about.
Right.
If Nick Clifford's a rotation player, awesome. Keegan Murray is a second option, third option, fourth option, whatever he is. Cool. He's on your team. Great, thumbs up, you got it. Keon Ellis, if he's going to sign here and be here, cool. You got a rotation guy. That doesn't matter if you don't have the dude. Mm-hmm. And if you're the Kings, you're getting that dude in the draft. And it's a really tough thing because you want to stay competitive, you want to stay interesting, you want to, but also it's much easier to find that guy, that number one guy, that Cade Cunningham, the Steph Curry, the Luka Doncic, like finding that guy is much easier at the top of the draft.
Yep, 100%.
And
100%.
So, that's what the Wizards are shooting for right now, and it's like, hey, I don't think they got him right now.
Right. And you know, you just, these things take time. The way they're going about it, I'm not even saying it's right or wrong. I'm just, mm-hmm. it just takes time. And if they're not, if the Kings are mm-hmm. going to go that route, mm-hmm. it's going to be a while. Unless, they could go the way that we talked about to start mm-hmm. the show. You know, like, yeah, you get a Trae Young. You keep sure. your pick.
Sure.
You're still getting younger and along the process, but mm-hmm. you're not completely just saying, hey,
yeah,
we don't care about nothing.
Yeah,
like you're not saying that. I don't know if people will go for that though, because if you had Trae Young, you had one rookie. Let's just say Coa Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Coa Pete, Trae Young, Keegan Murray, Domantas Sabonis, and you were battling for the play-in. I think people would be upset about that.
Yeah, that's the one thing with trading for Trae Young is now you're not developing rookies. You're hoping that the rookie you get can come in and contribute right away. But it's not like, okay, cool, we're going to draft and we're going to figure it out. Like, now you're probably, now all of a sudden you might be back in the position where you're signing guys to free agents to bigger contracts than you want to. Because, like, yeah, you got to be competitive. So you got to bring in this guy. You got to trade this young guy to try and get some help now. And that's always a little dangerous.
Can you be disciplined, though? Like, can you say, no, we're gonna stick with what we're doing. We're gonna stick Maybe. With. Hey, we're gonna keep our draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool that with Trey, Koa, Keegan, and Domas, we are on December 11th. Currently, the 8th seed in the West.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, but we're not gonna trade any of these guys or future mm-hmm. picks to go get Harrison Barnes. You know what I'm saying? Like you can do that and still stay on sure. path.
For sure. But at the same time, Trae Young's 28 next year. And I think it gets really tough if you're not like, all right, his rookies are coming along. Koa Pete's coming along, but we don't think he's like a number one. Oh, man. Like, can we – oh, wait. DeMar DeRozan's available? Or DeMar DeRozan-level players available? Like, I don't know that I – trust the Kings' leadership brain trust mm-hmm. to not say, oh, that level of player is available? Great, go get him.
Now, here's the funny thing about this, because I don't think you're wrong. But these are the things that, how do I put this? This is the patience or the trusting in the process
mm-hmm.
that happened after being team one that people have a problem with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.